And we can show Pio there when it's like 21, 22. And it's this time of the year now. Pio is telling this story when he's 71, almost. End of May, 26, and thinking back to end of May, well, 76, 77. Where you look out the window and you see the same beautiful nature, this Syrian, whatever you call them, and you take the walks in the same city with the same beauty of nature. But then the young Pio there, how did he feel? Well, he also felt, or he is there now, and he feels that uncertainty. Here I am, and I'm 21 or something, and what's going to happen with my life, my future? Is this all world or just meaninglessness? An empty game that each and every one of us just plays and then it's over. What's going on here? It's all just chemicals, me as well. And he stands there and he's like in a gray zone. I mean, you can illustrate it if it's in a film, if it's in color, it's easy, otherwise you can figure it out. He stands there and behind him is a shadow world. And half of him could be, you know, a little bit shaded, the back. And then the front there is bright and the light comes from nature there around him. Goddess and God. Just one image there could look like that. That could be a nice image. So he stood there like that, 21 years old. Fortunately, looking a little bit, or we could even have it that he's hardly even looking out there, but then gradually he started peeking out, and you see him several panels that could be spread out through the chapter or something, or through the story, where he comes out more and more from those shadows. So, yeah, something like that.